Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I have discussed government unfunded liabilities for pensions and retiree health care a lot in recent months. They have a looming major impact on your financial well-being. As these massive debts are more fully revealed to the public, the reputations of politicians and bureaucrats will sink lower than they are today. Naturally, they know that this firestorm of criticism is coming. They will try to deflect this negativity by disguising and understating these liabilities. To better prepare you to see through these coming deceptions, let me expose some of what you are going to hear in the months to come. The term unfunded liabilities is too honest, so expect the government to instead try to refer to legacy costs. This latter term avoids the use of both unfunded and liabilities, so it keeps people from understanding what they are. These unfunded liabilities are owed to government employees who are already retired or who, on average, will retire in 10 to 12 years. Watch out for attempts to minimize the size of these liabilities by proposing to pay for them as far into the future as 30 and even 50 years, which would reduce the annual catch-up payments. This is a joke. The longer it takes to pay off what is owed today, the greater will be the interest costs that will also be paid. Another way to understate the liabilities is to use assumptions about future returns on assets already set aside to make these payments. Neither you nor I are earning 6-8% on our savings, but most governments project that these assets will consistently earn these or even higher rates of return. Other ways to understate unfunded liabilities are to make too low assumptions about future increases in the consumer prices in general or in healthcare costs in particular. Even worse, many projections assume that the U.S. government will inflate the money supply at far lower levels than it has consistently done over the past half century. So, when you hear politicians or bureaucrats talking about the size of government unfunded liabilities, even if called legacy costs, the truth is almost certainly worse than what they say. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.